Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to talk to you about how you could be ruining the success of your digital projects. You see, I work with a lot of digital teams in a lot of different organisations. Teams struggling to deliver projects to unrealistic deadlines and with too few people. Yet, with all this external pressure placed upon them, sometimes these teams are their own worst enemy. Too often, their approach to running digital projects is not appropriate in the digital field. With depressing regularity, I see the same mistakes being made time and again. And in this little podcast, I want to share with you 10 of the mistakes I see. 10 practices that work against the nature of the web instead of embracing it. So let's kick off with number one, no clear process for prioritizing incoming work. Many digital teams work on an ad hoc basis. They've got no clear process for prioritizing the work that they do. And this was fine in the early days of digital, where demand from colleagues was low. But today, every part of an organization seems to have a digital project they want built. And most in-house teams have more work than they can undertake. And this means that they have to choose what to prioritize. Unfortunately, few teams seem to have a clear idea of how they prioritize their projects. Instead, they focus on the projects from the loudest or most senior member of staff. The appropriateness of the project is actually a secondary consideration. Every team needs a clear policy, a policy for deciding which projects receive their attention and which have to wait. Number two, working on too many simultaneous projects. Some teams avoid the problem of prioritizing by attempting to work on all their projects at the same time. To placate stakeholders, they juggle projects and try to keep them all moving forward. Now, every time I see this, the result is the same. Progress is far slower than it would be if they addressed projects one at a time, and that's because team members struggle to switch back and forth. Developers in particular find this challenging. The best digital teams work through a stack of projects one at a time. If the team is large, then they break down into smaller groups, and that allows them to work on more than a single project with each group owning their own project. But each of those smaller groups only handles one project at a time. Number three, a lack of collaboration. Part of the reason teams think that they can run many projects is because they see projects as linear. They attempt to manufacture digital solutions on a factory line. They hand projects off between team members. The designer does her work and then hands it on to a developer and so on. But in practice, digital projects don't work like that. They need a continual back and forth between team members. They need close collaboration and cooperation. The result is that projects bounce back and forth, slowing everything down. For example, if the developer needs the designer to make some amendments to the design, he has to wait. He has to wait until the designer has free time from the next project that the project manager has already given her. That's why project teams work better. It allows the team to work collaboratively, moving through the project together. Yes, it may lead to some team members being less busy in some parts of the project, but generally projects will move faster. Number four, inappropriate tool selection. Often the tools we select to manage projects can reinforce wrong thinking. For example, most project management software encourages that kind of factory line thinking I mentioned. But managing the time of your digital team is much more fluid than that. The team structure I outlined above means that some team members will have downtime, and you need to be aware of that and adapt to accommodate it. That's why I like a tool like Float, the guys that are sponsoring this podcast. They've designed their app to accommodate a more fluid working environment. It makes adapting to changing circumstances much easier, and that encourages a more flexible working approach, and that's one that's better suited to digital projects. Of course, inappropriate tools don't only apply to project management. Designers can work in software that forces them to select a fixed canvas size for example. And, you know, that isn't appropriate in a dynamic environment such as the web, where sizes are unknown. Picking the right tool for the job is important. Tools designed for how we work rather than tools that force us to work in a particular way. Number five, an unhealthy focus on specifications. Too many of the digital projects have the odds stacked against them from day one. They begin with a long specification laying out exactly what the team should be building, but specifications are inappropriate for several reasons. They're not based on user needs normally. They're not researched for appropriateness. They become these inflexible documents, documents that won't accommodate the lessons learned in the project itself. Stakeholders can read them in many ways, and this can cause confusion and misunderstanding. And they turn into this wish list of functionality that leads to over-engineered solutions. But most of all, they're time-consuming to produce. They slow down the delivery of the project. Specifications make sense on projects where the cost of change is high, but digital allows you to adapt to as new information arises. It also allows us to gather more data than other mediums, data that can inform our direction. This is why prototyping and minimal viable products are so popular in digital. It allows a project to evolve, removing the need to specify everything up front. Number six, failing to do your research. Of course, we can even improve a specification if we have enough information from the outset. Yet many teams seem to skip over a discovery phase because of the pressure to deliver. Once again, this is a false economy. Take the time to understand business requirements and user needs up front. This will avoid costly mistakes further down the line. It will avoid building things that users don't actually want. It will ensure you discover hidden dependencies and related projects. It will unearth stakeholders who might derail the project at a later date, and it will help define what success actually looks like. Upfront research doesn't need to be onerous either. A focus group of users and a workshop with stakeholders is often enough. Even one day of discovery up front can make all the difference. Time that you will save in costly mistakes during the project itself. Number seven, far too much debate. I'm always seeing projects grinding to a halt because two stakeholders disagree. Hours wasted arguing over some specific problem, that or something trivial like the choice of colour. This problem is particularly irritating because it's so easy to solve. Whenever a disagreement occurs, simply test. Mock up the alternative approaches and test them with real users. Yes, mocking up a solution takes time, but you will waste more time if there's a culture where people resolve these issues through endless debate, not to mention the negative impact that this has on team dynamics. Number eight, no clarity over roles. Part of the reason projects get mired in debate is because there's confusion over roles. People become defensive when they feel that their toes are being trodden on. The trouble is few take the time to define these roles up front. Many stakeholders don't understand what expectations the digital team have of them. This leads to them just expressing their personal opinions. They will also suggest solutions when the problem is better left to the professionals. To resolve this issue, define the roles of colleagues at the outset. Focus them on identifying problems, not providing solutions. Problems with how your solution meets business requirements and user needs. Make it clear that it falls to you to solve the problems that they identify. This simple conversation can make projects run much smoother. Number nine, a lack of clear decision making. The problem with roles also extends to who has authority to make the final decision. This is especially true in projects with many stakeholders, but even a straightforward project with a single client can prove problematic. The client might not actually be the final decision maker. They might have a manager who they report to, somebody who could swoop and poop on the project at a later date. If this is the case, it's important to include that manager in the project. Failing that, get the manager to defer authority to somebody else, getting them to relinquish the right to comment on a project once they've delegated it. If there are many stakeholders, consider something like a responsibility assignment matrix. This will ensure everyone is clear about how much say they have in the project. Finally, number 10, No agreed working methodology. Few teams I encounter have established and communicated clear working methodologies. In other words, they've got no formalized process. Now, these teams do have working practices, but they're not formalized and communicated to the client. And this means that the team is always having to justify their approach. Often they find themselves working in ways they're unhappy with. It is so important to formalize a team's approach. You can do this by creating a service manual or a set of design principles. An approach agreed and supported by senior management. An approach that you could enforce if required. But an approach that you can also communicate to stakeholders at the beginning of a project. As with all such podcasts and lists, it's suspicious there are exactly 10 items. In reality, of course, there are a lot more. That is because so few teams feel that they have the time to sit down and think through how they run projects. Instead, they stagger from one project to the next, doing what they've always done. But the truth is we can't afford not to spend the time on this stuff. That they waste so much time and energy in working in ways that are far from efficient, in ways that undermine the project and their reputation and ultimately the profitability of the business.